Westlock. The town of Westlock has announced a refresh of its Municipal Development Plan, MDP, a long-range planning document that will be a cornerstone to help guide development over the next two decades. At the February 21 Committee of the Whole meeting, administration presented a report to councillors on MDP, Bylaw 2015-03 with recommendations for amendments as the document was first adopted in the spring of 2015. The MDP is the cornerstone for future community development, and this project will allow us to create a framework that is made by Westlock, for Westlock, said Director of Development Services Crystal Fedoritz. Over the course of this project, we'll be asking residents, businesses, and stakeholders to participate and share their ideas on what's next for Westlock. In a detailed, back-and-forth presentation that included Development Officer Danielle Poer, the two noted the review helps ensure the MDP meets the current needs of the community and also allow the town to utilize recent plans and studies as well as reflect key trends and best practices, as every municipality in Alberta is required to adopt an MDP under the Municipal Government Act, MGA. Within the Municipal Government Act, there are a few things that your MDP is required to address, and those are future land uses within the municipality, said Fedoritz, noting examples like required transportation systems and municipal services and facilities. Since the adoption of the MDP, Poer pointed out the town has had significant additions to its planning documents, including a new intermunicipal development plan with Westlock County, a new area structure plan for the Westgate Greenfield area, a new land use bylaw, significant progress on the asset management program, plus updates to all master plans and a 10-year capital plan. By the numbers, regarding demographics and economic trends, Fedoritz referenced 2021 census data and said the majority of Westlock's housing was built prior to 1981, with only 11% of the current stock constructed after 2000. After the adoption of the MDP, industrial development has declined on average in terms of value, and we're finding that commercial development is now resulting in typically the highest permit values in most years, said Poer. You will see that we had a very large spike in industrial in 2022, and that was due to our new seed cleaning plant, which had a value of $11.5 million. In addition, Fedoritz also provided some numbers showing both industrial and residential increases between 2011 and 2015, while Poer noted an increase in numbers for commercial and residential following the adoption of the MDP in 2015. In 2020, we had a residential spike as we had four single-family dwellings constructed that year, as well as all the residential projects when people were forced to stay home, she said. Then in 2021, our commercial spike was from the Great Canadian Oil Change going up, as well as the Westlock Power Motorsports relocation. Meanwhile, Westlock's population has increased, especially from 2011 onward, to reach an all-time high of 5,240, noted Fedoritz. Going forward, they've forecast a 2% increase and project 7,000 residents by 2025 and a high of 17,000 by 2070. Although as it stands, the number has retreated below 5,000. So, following the 2021 census, our population was recorded at 4,921, which was a negative 3.5% decline from the population numbers recorded in the 2016 census. This is our second lowest population recorded since 2001, said Poer. They also focused on age as key demographic indicators and looked at age distribution, because this is long-range planning, so we can literally look at this graph and see over the course of this plan where our biggest populations are going to be, explained Fedoritz. Currently, the largest portions of the population are in ages 30 to 49 and 65 to 84, with the next highest group between 0 and 14. This dichotomy indicates that Westlock has a large aging population, while also having a sizable amount of families with young kids. Employment, income, and housing statistics were also noted, with 57% of the population eligible for the workforce. It's important to note that 18% of that number will hit retirement within the life of the MDP, said Poer, pointing out the average household income in town is $78,500, with quite a split in where our household income lies. She also said there is a large number of people earning $100,000 or more annually and a large number, below the $50,000 range. While according to the 2021 census, the average value of a home in Westlock is $250,000. Fedoritz also noted the town adopted its new strategic plan in 2020 with the intention of setting the town's strategic framework for the next 10 years, and pointed out contrasting priorities between the MDP and the strategic plan. Ultimately, administration asked councillors to move forward with option 2, which includes an update and refresh of the MDP along with an overhaul of policies based on the new priorities, public engagement findings, internal feedback and new implementation targets to align with the town's strategic plan. Work starts. In March 2, a press release, the town said the project will be completed in 5 stages and start with a project launch and background this spring that will offer multiple opportunities for engagement and collaboration with town residents, businesses and stakeholders. Those interested in the project can learn more and sign up for project updates here. Christine Jean, townandcountrytoday.com.